There is one announcement for us this morning. We will have coffee hour immediately following the celebration of Holy Mass today. And an encouragement, as always, to please take home a copy of our bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our gospel from St. Matthew speaks a warning and an exhortation. A warning to beware of the false prophets who come to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. The exhortation to be on our guard, to be steadfast and prepared, to allow wisdom and prudence to truly govern our lives, both what it is that we do and how it is that we comport ourselves, and certainly to help us more deeply understand the truths of our faith. Then the Lord reminds us then that those who enter the kingdom of God are those who do the will of our Heavenly Father. And in doing the will of the Heavenly Father, we will make manifest our cooperation with His will by the manner in which our lives indeed bear fruit. We are called in every aspect of our lives to magnify and glorify the Lord, and to allow the things that we say, and more importantly, the things that we do, be indeed an indication that God is working in us and with us, through us, and for us. And of course, the best way for this to be known is to then allow it to bear fruit in our lives, in the lives of those that we meet. If we find ourselves steeped in sin, we simply cannot bear fruit. Not because God is not powerful, but because we have chosen to place an obstacle in the way of God's grace. St. Augustine reminds us that God did not create us with our consent, and that He will then not save us without that consent. It would be in some ways much easier if God would just simply allow us into heaven and would make every aspect of our lives completely conform to Him. But because we are indeed His most special and unique creation, He has endowed us with free will, not to do as we want, but rather to do as we ought. We are built to cooperate with the grace of God, and we can indeed be successful in doing so if we deepen the relationship that we have with Him and put into practice in our daily lives the living out of this truth, bearing fruit in the things that we say, in the things that we do. This applies certainly to each of us individually, but it also applies to us collectively as a church. And we must ask ourselves, especially given the nature of the church over the last 50 or 60 years, are we cooperating with God's grace to the best of our ability as a church? Because it would seem, brothers and sisters, if we are truly honest with ourselves, and at times it is indeed difficult for us to be honest with ourselves, especially as it does relate to the nature of the church, but if we are honest with ourselves, it would seem that every indication, every manifestation, every data point that would suggest that we are not being successful and cooperating with the graces of God. We are not bearing good fruit. Not an easy thing to say, not an easy thing to hear, but it needs to be said and heard nonetheless. Because as long as we continue to go along thinking that things will simply improve on their own, or to labor under the understanding and the impression that actually things are not as bad as they could be, or they're not as bad as they used to be, or it could be worse, that is indeed our understanding of our relationship with God, then we simply should abandon the practice of our faith. Because we don't give God just the leftovers. We don't give God just a little bit. We don't give Him that which we decide to give to Him. We give to God everything and leave nothing behind. Everything about who we are, whose we are, and what it is that we hope to be must be given over to God, which means for those of us who are blessed to celebrate these august mysteries in the manner that the church truly desires that they be celebrated, we not only then must seek to have this conformity in our own lives, we must be willing then also to testify to the necessity of this way of praying for those who simply do not understand or do not know. I'm not talking a triumphalism. I'm not talking about a belligerence. I'm talking about looking into your own lives and the joy and the peace and the strength that you have derived by coming here to the oratory and what God it is has done for you, what it is He has done for us, and inviting people to share in that joy, not something of your own making, Quite the opposite is true. This is why it is the greatest treasure that you can bestow upon others, because it isn't yours. It is a gift that God has given you. And then, in truth, we will see a bearing of great fruit, 50 and 100-fold. Throughout the life of the church, the return to tradition, the respect for tradition, both in the celebration of the sacraments, in the practice and living of the priesthood, in consecrated religious life, and in family life, indeed, it bears fruit. In those places where there is that adherence and that desire to conform, those communities, priests, religious men and women, those parishes and those oratories devoted to the traditional way of living our Catholic faith are indeed around the world, as it is for us, around the world bearing great fruit. But we also have to then put that bearing of fruit in the context then of what our Lord says at the very beginning. Beware of false prophets. We know the truth. Not because it is of our own making, or because we decide what it is, but because we understand that we have been given something that we want to pass on to generations to come. Standing some 2,000 years on the men and women who have gone before us, we hope and pray that we can be the foundation for 2,000 years more and 2,000 years after that. But that can only happen if we remain steadfast and guard ourselves vigilantly against the false prophets and the lies that are told about who we are as a church, about what it is that we believe, and how we should go about practicing our faith. I often worry, and indeed I pray doubly, that as your rector, oftentimes the words that I speak to you from this particular spot seem to oftentimes be sad or dour or overwhelming. I want to bring a message of joy and happiness. But happiness is not a virtue. Joy is. And there oftentimes aren't things about which we necessarily need to be happy. But certainly we can be men and women of joy. But let me be clear. For as difficult as it may be for us to live our Catholic faith in the church and in the world, God has blessed us immensely by the gift of our Catholic faith. And as we go forth witnessing to what it is that God has done for us here at the Oratory, and indeed what God does for us individually, we do so, again, not with any belligerence or any triumphalism, not lording it over anyone else, but recognizing the manifold blessings that God has indeed given us. This is why we are men and women of hope, not in anything that we do, but what it is that God is choosing to do in us and with us and through us. We are able to carry whatever crosses we are asked to endure, to whatever sufferings that are placed upon us. We are able to be successful because God is already victorious. And this is what we always must keep uppermost in our minds. And so even if my message at times is heavy laden with the difficulties that we confront, let me be very clear, we are and always will be sharing in the glories of the mystery of our Lord's cross. And it is there and only there that we find the strength and the courage that we need to continue to marshal on and move forward. It is in that same place that we derive the wisdom that we need to root out the false prophets among us. It is that same grace that emanates from the cross of our Savior that gives us the strength we need to, in every aspect of our lives, cooperate with the will of our Heavenly Father by modeling our lives after our Savior's. And so we rejoice, as always, that we have been found worthy to be here this day to celebrate these august mysteries. But through the Eucharist that hopefully we are all about to receive, we might then better conform ourselves to the will and the work of our Savior, and be beacons not only of the light of Christ, but the hope and the joy that come only from Him, not only for those immediately around us, but indeed for the transformation of the whole world. The Lord has indeed truly blessed us. By the blessings we have received, let us go forth and bear much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.